You're listening to SBS News.
Nikolai receives a call from the mother of his 10-year-old daughter and is paralysed with fear. He turns his television on, hoping, like so many Ukrainians, that the Russian President Vladimir Putin was just bluffing again. But the nightmare was true.
My daughter is living next to Kyiv, in the place that now is totally destroyed. My friend, who stayed in my house in Barcelona, has a flat and his life in Gostomel that has been destroyed within the fight. My mother in the western part of Ukraine, close to Slovakian-Hungarian border, now is hosting our relatives that escaped from the war.
Nikolai has lived in Barcelona for the last 2 years, whilst most of his family is in Ukraine. Since that phone call last week, Nikolai now lives with the constant expectation that his relatives or friends have died or are stuck somewhere, terrified of what's going to happen next.
I can easily understand people who now are in a state of constant alarm or constant shock, and they cannot believe that a neighbor in a country where we had so many good friends, so many good things that connect us, is capable of attacking us in the morning when we sleep and basically denying us of human rights and any dignity.
2 days after Russian forces began their invasion, Nikolai, a marketing specialist, decided to take part in his country's resistance. But not wanting to pick up a gun and being thousands of kilometres from his country's borders even if he did, he wanted to find another way to help. Ukraine is a tech hub, and like so many other Ukrainians, Nikolai works in IT, with expertise in coding and digital marketing.
Hundreds of thousands Ukrainian IT specialists live inside the country or abroad, helping thousands of companies around the world build reliable IT services. And majority of these people now are involved in the war. What they're doing, they apply their IT skills in order to destroy enemies' infrastructure. Websites of Kremlin, FSB, local media websites.
Over 300,000 members of the Ukrainian IT army work collaboratively with the so-called digital government, which was formed by the media agency that helped Volodymyr Zelensky become president. Whilst men in Ukraine of fighting age must remain in their country, many of whom head to the front line, recruitment for the IT army is diverse, with an open invitation to anyone with a smartphone or computer.
When we are talking about Ukrainian IT army, you should understand that it's not just about hackers, a stereotypical anonymous hackers who sit somewhere and they are like a pure evil that use code instead of grenades. You need to understand that IT army right now exists of thousands of designers, creatives, account managers, marketing people, from agencies, production houses, design studios.
Even Ukrainian kids are helping spread what the IT army calls the Russian truth when they play games like Counter-Strike or Fortnite against Russian opponents online. This includes sending videos and information about the fatal effects of Russian forces shelling on Ukrainian civilians, or debunking President Putin's contention that the Ukrainian government are neo-Nazis.
Before, just a strong man that has known how to use a gun were involved in the conflict. Just a strong man that know how to fight were involved in the war conflicts. And now everyone, genderless, everyone ageless, could become a part of Ukrainian resistance.
Ukrainian expat Kostya and his Australian partner Sam are amongst several in Australia who have joined the online resistance.
What's happening now is absolutely insane. Overnight, our country went from peaceful place to a full-scale war zone being invaded by a Russian army. My family is waking up to explosions at 4 a.m. and sleeping in the bomb shelters. My friends' houses are being destroyed. It's heartbreaking. As a Ukrainian living on the other side of the world, I felt helpless and wanted to support them as much as I could. While our heroes are fighting the war in Ukraine, Ukrainians all over the world are more united than ever, doing what we do best to help fight the information war, get the nations and rally international partners to support us.
They've launched a project called the Indestructible Donation to raise funds for Ukrainians in need.
Although we can't fight in the war, we can fight with our creativity. The Indestructible Donation is an NFT project featuring a collection of 40 images from local Ukrainian photographers. The last chance to document homes, cities, culture, and a way of life before they are erased. Our most meaningful photos have been uploaded on the blockchain as a permanent pre-war time capsule. We have selected the indestructible crypto donation method to remind the world that the Ukrainian spirit cannot be broken, and together we will rebuild.
Professor of Commercial Law at Bonn University Dan Svantesson says Australian laws are still unclear about the legality of joining the IT army. Therefore, he has put together a law reform proposal asking the government to clarify.
Given the range of activities a cyber militia might engage in, it's not possible to say from the start whether what they are doing will necessarily be legal under Australian law for Australian members of such a militia. In the end, though, Australian cybercrime law around hacking and the like might very well come into play. And we now have a discussion about whether there are circumstances under which a person should be exempt from those laws when they are part of an organised cyber militia like that we are seeing developing in the Ukraine.
Inspired by former comic and now President Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukrainian comedians have joined the online army to connect with their compatriots through humour. Nikolai says it's a sign of resilience during even the darkest of circumstances.
It reminds me of theatre, when basically a director is controlling the emotions of the crowd. It's this dream state that Hollywood has been dreaming of, and it's highly important now when there are millions of people, of refugees, trying to get out of the country in panic, and you need to control their emotional state. It's not just hundreds or thousands of people who died on the field, but millions of people who experienced emotional trauma of their relatives died, of their houses destroyed.
In an age where even in a hot war, conventional warfare is only part of the battle, Nikolai says the biggest hero on the Ukrainian side is a meme.
It's a meme based on a radio message that has been transmitted from Ukrainian army, Ukrainian defenders on a remote island addressed to the Russian ship. They said that Russian ship should go far, far away, and that's it. And this phrase became a central symbol of mimization or mimification of a Russian army, when Ukrainians add humor to the war.
The objective of the Ukrainian IT army extends beyond fighting against the Kremlin. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union, Kyiv has become known for its progressive attitude towards LGBTIQ plus rights and the empowerment of women, both of which are under direct threat from a Russian invasion. The IT army are making an international appeal for attention. A cry for help, hoping the West will determine their circumstances horrible enough to intervene. If not for the protection of their own citizens, for the values of Western democracy.
The banality of this war lies in the attention economy driven by the Facebook, YouTube, Instagram and other social media, where we are competing for the attention of millions of people globally between war and the new Batman series, between the life of human beings and the new advertisement of the premium brand, between a kid being born in a shelter and advertising of the new car. And this is unfair politics of attention economy that our society is dragged in.
So many Ukrainians abroad have been forced to helplessly watch their country burn from afar. Now, many have found a way to not only fight against invading forces, but to reinforce their sense of solidarity with their friends and relatives back home, hoping that the West doesn't forget about them. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.